Hi, thanks for checking out the Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a family-friendly actual play podcast. Last time, Jeff, Simon, and Frederick fought with Mare Susan, a jaguar who had gone feral and began to attack her fellow townsfolk in Wood's Edge. They defeated her and knocked her unconscious in the hopes that she will wake up and return to her normal self. Jeff got trapped beneath Susan's large body, and Simon and Frederick left to go find the townsfolk and tell them the coast is clear. Okay, so in the story that we call Jeff and Simon, there are people. No, there aren't people. There are no people. There are no people at all. It's all animals.
Who are you referring to?
I am referring to, of course, the two main characters, Jeff and Simon. Jeff currently has a mouthful of pizza, so Simon, introduce yourself.
Oh, hello, I'm Simon. I'm a gullible, kind of up-my-nose-about-life pigeon. And my last name is Quail. That's not confusing at all. That's a family name. Someone else's family. I like it better than mine.
I was Simon Simon. It didn't work for me.
Quail just sounds fancier than pigeon, if I'm honest. But there's nothing wrong with being a pigeon.
And Jeff, tell us about you.
Jeff is the game. Swashbuckling's the name. How are you? Never wrong, always right. Never short to a fight. How are you? Very good, very good. A wee mouse after your own heart on the end of my rapier. Welcome to the jungle. We have fun and games.
I thought we were in a wood, not a jungle.
What's a wood but a more straight and cold jungle?
Love it. And if anyone cares, I'm the Game Master Brad, but let's do the thing with the story.
I care, because you tell the story.
No, you don't. Last time, you guys were in the town of Wood's Edge, which was under attack by a whole horde of pit vipers. You, through various means, defended the town with your ally Frederick the Grumpy Old Owl. Simon helped usher a lot of townsfolk to a large tree which in the center of town, which seemed to be some kind of evacuation point or like safety shelter. And then you were in a fight with a jaguar who was crazed and feral, who it turns out was the mayor of Wood's Edge. You defeated her in non-lethal ways by bopping her on the head lots of times until she stopped. She fell over and pinned Jeff down on the ground by his tail. And Simon and Frederick were leaving to get a drink to celebrate a job well done and to also go check on the townsfolk, while Jeff was left pinned under this giant jaguar. And that's where we were.
Jeff is on his back, trying to use all four hands and feet, all 4 feet really, to try and push the mirror off of himself.
Okay, I'm going to say make me a club flip.
Club flip. 10 of clubs. Oh no, that's spades.
That's the opposite.
It's been so long since we've played, we've forgotten what suits still are.
It's still a 12, and I'll take a macho plus 1 for a 13 finish, thank you all.
Okay, you do manage to pry yourself free from the jaguar, but it actually ends up being easier than you anticipated, and you fling yourself forward and bump your face on, let's see, just a piece of rubble on the ground. Just smack your face on a fallen rock.
Good thing no one's going to see that, eh?
Oh.
Jeff Ray bounces back up, dusts himself off and saunters lazily over to the resting body of the mayor. and sort of leans himself nonchalantly against her nose.
Simon, what are you and Frederick doing? Are you going to go get a drink? Are you going to go talk to the survivors? What are you up to?
Yeah, I think I'd be back. Probably wanting to make sure the survivors are okay, because that would have been quite freaky for them, seeing, like, people they knew kind of going crazy, you know?
Yep.
I dare say, that was quite the ordeal. The mayor of a peaceful town like this, going for, I've met, jaguars before, and I've never seen one behave like that.
Well, you know, it wasn't really Mayor Susan, right?
Well, it looked like people were calling her Mayor Susan.
It was Mayor Susan, but it wasn't all her. Something seems to be taking things over.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that. Nothing's going to take me over.
And he puffs up his chest.
I don't believe that would ever happen. Of course not to you. You seem far too strong for that to happen to.
Yes, I'm glad you recognize my brilliance.
Oh, he's like patting him on the back, you know, with a wing.
You had some pretty sweet moves back there, Simon, I must say, even for a filthy pigeon.
I'm going to ignore that last comment and give some of the credit to Timmel on my back, dropping those ball bearings and things from the forest and attacking. Yes, I'm very good at that.
Did you see where the townsfolk went, perchance?
Yes, all in the tree. I left them there. You know, the big one, out that way, the hollow one. I don't know what it is, but they're there.
Oh, yes, there is a town meeting hall in a large tree in the center of town, or at least there was when I last came through these parts, so they're probably there.
Yes. Well, that's where we were all running to.
Okay, and then he takes to the sky in that direction.
I launch after.
Okay. Jeff, you are leaning against the mare, and her body starts to stir. Like, you can feel small movements, like she's slowly waking up from, like, a deep sleep.
Seeing his moment, Jeff Ray starts backing up and starts clapping his hands quite loudly and shouting, "Up you come, lass! Welcome to the world! Wake up! Come on now! You've all had a bit of a spell! Oh, come on, everyone! I'm waking her up!"
Yeah, there's no one else around. It's just you and this jaguar.
He calls hopefully, finding nobody else around him. He backs up and hides behind a pillar if he can find one.
Yeah, I can imagine Jeff would be the kind who would try and use like a pretend crowd to like deter the creature from like harming him. Be like, come on, all thousand of you, stop! You know,
but also give the like, look at me helping her. Ha ha! Best wishes at heart. Forget about the last 10 minutes.
She stirs enough that she sort of, you see her like lift her head and look around in like a dazed confusion, and then she like sits up on her on her backside like a cat would, perched like a cat, and just looks around, sees destruction, and she looks kind of sorrowful, and then turns and sees the only living thing nearby is a mouse with a cutlass and a hat with a feather in it and a nice woven moss coat.
Jeff Ray quickly whips off his hat and bows, at the same time hiding his cutlass behind himself. Unfortunately, in the bow, he also exposes the cutlass that's hidden behind his back. You're awake. How are you? You're looking elegant as always.
I don't. What happened here? I didn't do this, did I?
Oh no, absolutely not. Do you know who would help you out the most right now? I bet if I got your best friend and also the doctor of the town, whose names are.
Oh, I suppose you could be talking about Dr. Dave. He's
And also your best friend, trusted confidant. What I'll do, I'll go grab him, because I know that you love him, and I'll be right back. Jeffrey takes the actual step around the corner, hits the bricks as hard as he can, and runs as fast as he can to where he saw everybody hiding before.
Okay. Yeah, as you start running away, you hear her say sort of to herself and just to the ear around her, "Was I that close with Dr. Dave?"
So Jeffrey zips through the streets, arms pumping, scabbard rattling. His speed itself until he hears voices by the congregation area, and he zaps to a walk and strolls out nonchalantly, chest heaving, to talk to people. So can you tell me what I see when I get to the tree?
Probably Simon and Frederick standing outside having a discussion still.
Alone?
Let's see. I would say that there's like a big, like, roller door on this tree, like a huge door meant for lots of animals to go through all at once, and it's shut.
Yeah, yep. Simon would turn around and see Jeffrey and be like, "Oh, Jeffrey! Oh, you made it!"
Jeffrey sidles towards them, but by no means stops as he gets close to them, but continues walking nonchalantly towards the very big door. As he passes, he says to both of them, "The mayor's up," and continues walking for the very big door.
"What, that brutish jaguar is awake? Do we need to get out of here?"
The very same good man, and working on it currently. If he's reached the door by now?
Yeah, yes, you're at the door.
Jeffrey at first raps on it lightly and politely, and then harder and harder.
Okay, make me a heart flip to see how receptive the people on the other side are to you trying to contact them.
Club, but 7. And that makes 10. I don't think this is Moxie, Macho, Chivalrous, or Swashbuckling.
No. Okay, so it's a 10.
It's a 10, yeah.
Yep. You hear a voice that yell back says,
It's not safe out there. We're not opening the door.
Oh, no, it's fine. The mayor's awake.
The mayor Susan's gone feral.
No, she seemed fine. Actually, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. It's a woody sound. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, Simon, you recognize this is Timmel the Gecko's voice. Make a heart flip, Jeff, to try and persuade them to open the door in this conversation. Because you just told a
it's
lie.
It's a diamond, but it's also a 5, and by no means am I swashbuckling Moxie, Chivalrous, or Macho.
We're definitely not opening that door. Go away. You're endangering us all.
Come on now, he says, rapping the door with the cross piece of his cutlass. It's your old pal, Jeffrey. Hello, how are you?
Simon wants to sort of sweep a wing in and sort of push him backwards, like away from the door, and just sort of lightly ruffle his feathers on the door and sort of say, "Oh, hello, Timmel, I'm back, and we seem to have subdued the jaguar."
"Who are you, and how do you know my name?"
"It's me, Simon. You rode my back. We dropped some ball bearings together. You did great."
"Yes, I sure did. How do I know you're telling the truth? I don't want to go out there if the mayor has gone crazy."
"Well, how's about this? We come in to you, and you can open the door and see it's us and close it again if there's anybody else other than a mouse, a pigeon, and an owl here. How's that
okay,
sound?"
Okay, heart flip.
Okay. Heart flip!
Hashtag heart flip, y'all.
Hashtag heart flip.
Well, I mean, I got a heart, but it's the same as what Jeffrey got. It's a 5, but my heart is 4, so that's a 9. And can I use my effortless charm to add 2? So
yes.
Get 11?
11 with a heart. Okay, so yeah, that's a lot better.
Okay, but open the door. I'll unlock the door and open it and close it right behind you.
Sounds good. Fair deal.
Okay, yeah, you hear a little, like, click, click, click of a couple different latches And then the door sort of lazily swings open a few inches.
Cool. I haul it open, pull everybody in with me, and shut it behind me.
William!
Frederick was not ready to get pulled in.
Yeah. I just kind of pull everybody in, don't really give them much choice, and then we're in.
Yeah. So you're in, and the door closes behind you, and what you see is it's a huge tree stump that's completely hollowed out, and there's just sort of like almost shelves on the walls going up and up and up and up and up and up and up, like as far as you can see. And there's just animals cramped in on the shelves going up inside this tree trunk. It's like there's no accommodations here. There's no luxuries or anything. It's literally just a place to hold out for disasters. Mm. And you see families of mice, families of like wetter, squirrels, rats, chipmunks, lots of different lizards. You see an ocelot wearing a stethoscope on his neck. You see like some pukeko. I just wrote down a bunch of animals that I'd like to see in this world. and just basically all the animals that you'd expect to see in a dense forest full of talking animals.
Okay, cool. Do they kind of all look at us as we're walking in, or like are they sort of preoccupied with their own stuff?
No, they are all fiercely watching the door and you going through it. Yeah. So you got like several thousand pairs of eyes on you right now.
Have they cracked the door or thrown it all the way open?
No,
they cracked, like opened it enough for you to all like get
shoved in by Simon. Yeah, I swept you in with me and then shut the door behind us. So the door's shut behind us.
Dang.
What did you want to do?
Pose in that sunlight. Bean of sunlight, okay. Cut with dust. Jeffrey stands within it. Legs spread wide in a fighting stance, and he draws his saber. Flick, 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 flick. He swats it through the air, cutting new lines in the light beaming through the gate. Then sheathing his sword, he zips his head towards a beautiful young mother looking after her child. She's afraid, but she sees hope in this figure, and he just doffs his hat and says, "Ma'am," and then walks in real cool.
That is, I want to make you flip for Moxie, just because that's so Moxie, but at the same time, it's just cool.
It's pretty swashbuckling as well.
Yeah, I want it to just work, so it's fine. I'm not going to make you flip. That tells everyone who can see the door and see your figure in it that you're a boss. You're a baller. You're in control. And Timble says, who's still standing right in front of you,
What happened out there with Mare Susan? What? She's still roaming and crazy?
Oh no, we put her down.
Yep.
She's popped right back up. In a great mood. Tell you what, she's woken up on the right side of the bed today. Bit of a scoundrel last night, wasn't she? But let's not worry, shall we?
Timmel is seesawing between like different emotions of like, he just thought Mayor Susan was dead because Simon said he'd put her down. Then he like quickly sweeps his head to you, his head, and then she pops straight back up. So his eyes, he's kind of like, what's that?
Yeah, Simon, realizing this is quite confusing, turns around and says, people of Wood's Edge. He just sort of checks himself. I think that's where we are.
People of, reads the bottom of your guitar, Wood's Edge.
Wood's Edge. You seem to have had a problem with your mare, acting crazy. We have fixed it for you. She is alive and no longer wants to kill you.
Jeffrey sidles up to her and says, I don't know if she wants to kill us.
No longer wants to kill you. That's the important part.
And also important is how we both came directly to your rescue, as well as that big fellow who's actually not with us, funnily enough. I think you were saying some terrible things about the mayor earlier. Not sure, but just heard that on the grapevine. Anyway, so
Phil. What a cute baby you have, madam. May I hold her? Oh, my God.
What species are you talking to?
Oh, that's the mother of a hedgehog baby.
That's in a different town, but this is like a new town.
I don't play well with hedgehogs.
This woman with a hedgehog baby is not the same woman as last time, so she's like, well, yeah, if the things you're saying are true, then the three of you are all heroes here. You can certainly hold my baby. And a hedgehog baby is like almost the size of you anyway. His name's Jonathan.
Jeffrey takes the hedgehog baby. Not takes it, but takes it from her.
Receives it.
I mean, no way does that sound good. Yeah.
Okay, you've had a hold of Jonathan. Can I have him
can give him back, obviously. I was wondering if anything was going to happen. What about the magic hedgehog baby? I don't know. How would I know?
You just leveled up with 100 points.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Simon's still like looking at the people of the town who are obviously just backing back at him. Would anyone like to explain or tell us how this started? And maybe that might tell us something about how to beat it again.
Yeah, they all start talking at once. Everyone's got their own version of the story. So there's just this barrage of voices all saying like, well, today I was, the other day, I was out in the forest and I heard a story about it. And it's a cacophony.
Yeah, and so Simon's like, okay. I can tell that it's been an exciting and trying time for you all. Perhaps maybe a town elder of type, able to speak for the town? Anybody here?
Yeah, everyone sort of hushes and starts looking around and whispering between them, like, who do you think that should be? And like, and then the ocelot with the stethoscope around his neck paws his way over to you.
This is Dr. Dave.
This is Dr. Dave.
Yeah.
What gave it away?
I think it was the stethoscope. That's for listening to hearts, right? I get it.
he pours his way to your direction. He sits down and he's, so we all know what an ocelot is, right?
Explain it for the people listening at home, Brad.
An ocelot is a small woodland cat. Either a large domesticated cat or a small leopard.
Like a savannah cat. A long bone like a Siamese. They got long reaches. Very long arm bones. And they're big goobers. They seem chill. And they can bark like a dog, so that's cool.
These are all facts I didn't know. That's nice.
These are all facts I made up, but cool.
So Dr. Dave pours his way over to you and then sits down on his haunches, looks around, and he's got a bit of grey in his fur around his face, and just says, hey, is the mayor, what state is she in?
I would say fairly dazed and a little... will need some help.
Simon doesn't actually know this. All he knows is Jeff said she got back up.
Yeah. But I'm thinking about what we did to her. That's why I'm like fairly grazed. There's a lot of pecking and things going on. So I'm trying to be nice because this is clearly a friend. And also we're in front of the town. And I don't want the whole town to hear, that we really damaged her.
Well, the mayor and I, we're not particularly close. But
really? She said you were her best friend.
I do care for her. She's done a wonderful job for the town, and she is a long-standing patient of mine. So if you think it's safe, I would very much like to accompany you back to her to get a full account of what happened.
You know what? Do you know what I know, pal? Oh, buddy, friend, the bravest man in town. I asked her, who is your best friend and who is the best doctor in town? You know what she said? You. One name, just you. So, she also just said you. So, I mean, I would I would want to obey her wishes. She is the mayor, after all, and the patient. So, you know, to herself, do no harm. So, you know, it's
like
been so nice meeting you, hasn't it?
Told us his name.
I just saw a doctor and thought, hey, look, he can go.
She said I'm her best friend.
Sure did, buddy. Sure did, pal. And you know what? You know what else she said? Just watch the door is what she said. And it sort of starts pushing him out through the crack in the door.
So you're trying to shove this ocelot who's much bigger than you. I'd say you can't move him unless you're sort of just guiding him suggestively.
Yes, I'm suggesting the guide. Happy to flip for it.
Okay. Flip. I guess this would have to be hard because you're not going to do it by Bruce Force.
By Bruce Forsyth.
I thought you were going to go with Bruce Force.
I think entirely that this takes moxie. I would say that it definitely takes moxie. So it was a heart flip, wasn't it?
Yep.
So that's 13, 14 total.
What's your suit?
Oh, it was a club.
Okay. You managed to guide him.
Spade. Yeah.
Yeah, you managed to guide him out the door. He just sort of doesn't even realize what you're doing. It's like you're tricking him into walking out the door, and then before you know it, he's out the door. And the door is open, and people are looking like a bit scared that the door's wide open.
Jeffrey signals them to close the door.
Okay, I'll go check on her by myself. I was hoping someone could accompany me to...
Well, I mean, whose hopes and dreams really come true at the end of the day? Do be sure to shout if she's not okay, so that we know.
Simon would go with him.
I hope I survive this.
Simon would go with him, because he'd be like, well, if this is the elder, like, if this is the person of the town... This is the best person to be talking to anyway. So even if she...
Oh, dead, good!
Yeah.
Someone brave! Someone to help me if things go awry. I sure hope they don't.
Mostly just gullible, but here we go. I'm sure everything will be just fine.
Okay.
Standing at the crack of the door, cutting a brave and noble shape. His sword drawn, and silhouetted in the light.
You can't be brave and noble and be too chicken to come out the door. You can't be. That is not.
Jeffrey calls down. yes. Go forth, men, and know that I shall keep these villages safe.
All right, Simon and Dr. Dave. So I guess you probably lead the way to where you last saw Mayor Susan.
Yep.
You get there and she's up and walking about, but it looks like she's sort of investigating damage around the place, as if assessing whether or not things were caused by her, just trying to get a full account of the damage that's been caused. She's certainly not moving erratically or aggressively.
Yeah. Simon would be a little wary anyway, because, you know, it wasn't that long ago that we were beating up this crazy person. Not person, Jaguar. You know what I mean. So he would be like, after you.
Oh, how very polite of you, you chicken pigeon.
No, he pads over.
Say that to the guy who comes with you.
Your friend, what a piece of work he is. How did he know that Mayor Susan said I'm her best friend? I didn't even tell you my name.
I guess he saw the stethoscope and just assumed. Really, that's just appalling, isn't it? Should never judge a book by its cover.
Or an ocelot by his stethoscope.
Agreed.
As the old saying, as the old saying goes.
we've all heard that saying.
Yeah, no, totally. Mayor Susan?
She turns her head towards you as if, like, this, she's just noticing you for the first time.
I bring a doctor?
Yeah, her eyes light up a bit. She's like, Dr. Dave! And she's, like, leaps over in your direction.
And Simon mutters under his breath, well, she does say I'm very pleased to see him. I mean, there could be something there.
She leaps at both of you. And in this second, while she's leaping through the air, Dave sort of gives you a look as if to silently ask the question of, like, are you sure she's not still feral? Like, she's jumping at us, like, I'll be in danger.
Yeah, Simon pats his breastplate. Like, anything that happens, I got it. More gigantic adventures coming soon when Jeff and Simon return.
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon uses the Suited RPG system by Escapebox Games. If you want to learn more about Suited or play it for yourself, head to escapeboxgames.com. We are a super duper proud member of the Podicon Go network, family friendly shows that are fun for everyone. Visit podicongo.com to learn more about this and other fantastic podcasts.
Hello, my name is Jacob.
And I'm his co-host, 5-year-old Olivia.
Do you have kids?
And are your kids curious?
If you answered yes, you should check out Curious Kid Podcast, a weekly educational podcast for curious kids and grown-ups. Every week we learn about another topic.
We've already learned about spiderwebs, batteries, the moon, and so much more.
You can find us at curiouskidpodcast.buzzsprout.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.